Say hello, morning show on 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Television have to do a better job with regulating commercials, especially those medical commercials. Do you have CPOD? Are you suffering from that? You ever seen them commercials?
Oh, yeah, all
and they're
the time.
Pushing some new drug on you?
Yeah.
And then you hear about the side effects? Like, live your best life, and they have somebody running through the part. Stop suffering from CPOD. Play with your children again. Play with your grandkids. Take Truchesina. May cause your eyes to bleed, heart failure. Like, what?
I feel like...
What's better? What's good for you? Diarrhea, heart problems, kidney failure?
The side effects are always those type 3. Those two, yeah.
Do you
have kidney failure, heart failure. Diarrhea are always the top three side effects.
Yeah, paresthesia, all of that.
Then what?
Temporary blindness. Why would I want to take this medicine if I'm going to be temporarily blind
because
and have diarrhea?
Because maybe the other thing bothers you more, like restless leg syndrome is the worst.
It's not worth, cause heart failure? New or worsening heart failure.
I'm saying.
Okay, so listen.
Restless leg syndrome.
Listen,
is horrible.
I have psoriasis, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And because of my psoriasis, I have psoriatic arthritis.
Mm.
So I have to take Humira. Now, Humira, if you ever seen the commercial for Humira, it'll tell you what the side effects of Humira is. Thank God I don't suffer from any of the side effects, right? But I also have to go to the doctor periodically, my rheumatologist, to get checked up to make sure that I'm good. But that's okay. But some of these, if I got restless leg syndrome, I don't want to have diarrhea and heart failure and blindness.
Yeah, I used to take this really
scary. Yeah, but you'd be blind and you'd be doodling on yourself.
Yeah, I used to have to take this really scary drug for acne. It was the only thing that cleared up my acne. And I literally had to go to the doctor every month to get blood drawn to make sure my kidneys weren't failing.
Yeah, you got to do that
crazy?
Kind of stuff.
Luckily, I didn't get any side effects.
This before proactive.
I really wish I remembered what this drug was called, but it's
very,
they don't put anybody on it. They're really serious, but I was like, please, I'm not getting any dates. But, I had to get my blood drawn every month. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, I got to go to the rheumatologist to make sure that I'm straight.
I would rather have temporary blindness than irritable bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome is bad.
I mean...
A heart failure? New or improved heart failure? Are you kidding me?
May cause.
Yeah, but come on. There's too many of the mays in there for it not to be real. Nah, they got to do a better job of regulating these drugs they're putting out on the market. It solved one thing, but leave you with something else.
Yeah,
So then you gotta take another drug to combat that drug, and then another drug on top of that drug.
That's scary. You might as well
just keep what you had in the beginning.
Just deal with it.
No one wants restless leg syndrome, though. You know.
Nobody want to be dead.
Or acne.
No.
Or depression.
How's she gonna compare restless leg syndrome to acne? You can take proactive for that.
No, it was called Accutane. I took Accutane for my acne in college.
Your acne was bad.
It was really bad.
You look like 10 miles. You look like 10 miles of bad road in your face.
I burned all the pictures. If this were college, you would have made me cry. My skin looks all right.
Yeah, love a morning show. We'll be back out.